name the same name as my brother.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you had named your son, if you had a brother named Roy and you named your son Roy, you know, same name as your brother, you'd say you named your son
Roy.
Mm-hmm. And would you say you named it after?
After, so yeah. Name it after your brother.
After
yeah,
your brother,
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't get what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah, you name mine here to everybody after somebody.
Uh-huh. That's why.
Now, I was named after my uncle.
Oh, your name
Francis.
Uh-huh.
Lee Francis.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. His name was Francis.
Uh-huh.
And mine here, everybody's got a middle name.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That middle name is after
somebody. That's after somebody, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I understand
what I
now.
Yeah. No, sometimes I don't make it very clear, and so...
Well, you make it clear now.
When I don't make it clear, you just make me make it clear for you. Now, if a person wants to go hunting, they need to take along a good hunting
dog.
And if they wanted their dog to attack like another dog or attack a person, what did they say to it?
Say, get him.
Oh, they said, get him. He didn't know what to do then.
He knows just what to do. He's a trained dog. I've got a little joke there. I had a little dog and I went to the farm, a little shepherd dog, and I liked that little dog and he liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to ride right up in the seat by me on the other side so he could look out the window.
Uh-huh.
We'd be going down through town there one day and there was no boxer out there, a great big old bulldog or a boxer one.
Yeah.
You know, they're vigorous and they'll fight. And he, I just shoved the door open. He just thinks if I was out there, I'd eat him up. I just shoved the door open. I said, get him. He just jumped out there and he runs out there. Come wagging his tail and he made fun to it. Now I said, come on back and get him. He come on back and got him. He was going to eat him up.
He's going to eat him up, huh?
But he changed his mind.
Oh, that's funny. When he saw what he was.
When he seen what he was up against. That old dog, you said, you just make a break and I'll take you to
both
pieces.
Both dogs look just like, that's
yeah,
what
they
look like.
He just he wanted him to make a break and then he'd do the rest. And that little dog knew it too.
Yeah.
And he just shook that tail and made friends with him.
Oh, and he made friends with him.
I said, come on back and get in. And he'd come on back and got in the car.
Oh, man.
He was going to eat that old dog up too, if he could just get out there.
Oh, gosh. Now talking about dogs, if it was a dog was a mixed breed, you'd call it a...
Well, I had a dog one time, and I tell you what I call, he is half bull and half a cur.
Oh,
Well, that'd be a mixed breed,
I
just said he's half bull and half cur.
Mm-hmm. Cur would just be...
That's a black dog, all right, slick-haired dog. But a bulldog, you know what they are.
Yeah, I know what those are.
And he was a gritty outfit. He was a fighting outfit.
Oh, he was? That bulldog?
That
the one
dog
was half,
I had.
Yeah,
it
was half bulldog then.
Yeah.
Well, what about a little old barking dog little tiny dog that just barks and is real nervous?
Yeah, well, there's several names for them. Some of them is a poodle, and some is a chihuahua.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard people call dogs like that feist dog?
Feist.
Uh-huh.
Little feist.
They said, yeah.
Yeah, little feist. Mm-hmm. Well, they're a little feisty outfit.
Yeah. If a person kept on, like if a person went inside a fence where somebody kept a watch dog, you know, they'd say, you might say, now you better watch out or you'll get...
Mm-hmm. You'll get dog bit.
Yeah. And,
And I had that occur to me one time.
You had that.
Yeah, I was down at Cotter.
Uh-huh.
I was, when I lived on a farm, we'd butcher bees. And,